all the way through.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of expectations going out there with that wind. But I think this is probably the toughest golf course, in my opinion. And, you know, just battled good today. I hit a lot of good shots. I got away with a couple bad ones. So, you know, that's what happens when you shoot low. So, but the short game was good, and hopefully, you know, I'll keep that going next 3 days.
What was the key to your round? What was working for you today, and what was your strategy in the taking of this course?
You know, I hit my woods really well. I think I had 3 3-woods into par fours or something, and I had a 5-wood into a par four and a 7-wood into 17. You know, 15, 16, 17, I hit 3-wood into 15 and made birdie, and I hit 5-wood into 16 and made par, and I hit 7-wood into 17 and made birdie. So, I mean, that's huge, you know, that's gaining a couple shots there at least. So, my fairway woods were very good today, and we had a good game plan, you know, and hit the ball in the right spots a lot of times, and had some easy up and downs, so worked out good.
As it stands now, you're one shot off the lead, having played the two courses that tend to yield the highest scores. How do you like your position right now?
It's hard to tell, you know. I mean, it's hard to say when you got four golf courses going on what the deal is. I'm just going to keep trying to plug away, and you know, my goal was 5 under each round, and right now I'm 2 ahead of that, so it's still my goal, you know, 25 under for the tournament. And if I don't get there, I don't get there. If I do, great. If I get better, you know, then I got a shot to win the tournament, I think. But, you know, I'm just going to try to stick with my goal for now.
How would you rate your form or the shape of your game coming into this tournament? Based on what you've done, you know, last month or so in practice? And
I haven't practiced a whole lot. Last month I practiced pretty hard, but, you know, I took some time off in the off season. I didn't play the fall series last year, so my wife got sick, and I had to deal with that, and she had to deal with that, but we got through it, and so I didn't get a whole lot of practice in during the fall, but practiced hard for about the last month or so, and I'd say my game was pretty mediocre coming in, but you know, I got my coach here, and he's a quick worker. He knows my swing real well, and I trust in him, and I got a great caddy reading the greens. He's a great reader of the greens, so that helps.
How would you describe coming into this year, your debut for 2011 versus where you were last year facing, you know, having to get your exempt status back?
It's pretty much the same. I still got a top 125 again this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just try to take it one tournament at a time. Throughout my career, I've been trying to become a more consistent player, and I'm hoping that, you know, that'll show in the years to come. And, you know, I feel like I played very consistent last year. Gave myself some chances on the leaderboard, you know, didn't get a win out of it, but keep giving yourself chances sooner or later, you know, you're going to have that good Sunday, and it'll happen. But so, you know, I'm just going to trust in God and hopefully stay healthy. I sprained my wrist coming into this week, packing the car up, you know, to get on the airplane, and didn't even know if I was going to be able to play, but, you know, lucky enough I was able to play. Thanks.
Is it true you needed to take out a loan last year to be able to come out to the winter tour?
Yeah, we had a little bit of money, but I had 2 years off.
Yeah.
Thank God I won in 2006, because that kind of carried over some money for a couple years. You know, a lot of bills coming in, nothing as far as income coming in, so that hurts. And we borrowed a little money from my in-laws, and you know, we got out here and got off to a good start, made the first 3 cuts, so, you know, we were able to pay them back right away and get the year going.
Yeah, you touched on your wrist injury. How close were you to maybe calling it off this week?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when I was on the airplane on the way over, I was in excruciating pain, and I didn't know how I was going to be able to play. But, you know, I don't know if these things help or what.
You just iced it down, or did you do anything special?
I did. I wrapped it, you know, for 2 days and iced it down constantly. You know, I was able to hit balls and play on Monday, which was surprising. I only swung at about 70%, but at least I got a feel for the courses. And then Tuesday, it started feeling better, and it's felt better every day. So, you know, cross your fingers, it'll stay good.